Hello and welcome to the EP Energizer, a podcast from the CISA 6 Growth and Development Center. My name is Amy Bindis and I'll be your host today. The intention of this podcast is to encourage school administrators to bring a high level of anabolic or uplifting energy to the important process of staff growth and development so that we can all support each other and our students during the 2021 school year. Our focus today is on the School Administrator Performance Evaluation System, or SAPES, Standard 1, Leadership for Student Learning. Boy, that's quite a mouthful for this year for sure. And we need to have our focus on student learning because, of course, we are schools. We are in the job of ensuring that students are growing and developing every day, every year. Ralph Waldo Emerson said, "Life is a journey, not a destination." You know, and during Emerson's lifetime from 1803 to 1882, he lived through the cholera pandemic, which killed millions. He also lived through the Civil War. He experienced the effects of the Emancipation Proclamation and the invention of the light bulb. So Emerson understood that through all of life's ups and downs, complacency is not an option. Ensuring we keep going and make progress no matter what comes our way. He also said, "What lies behind you and what lies in front of you pales in comparison to what lies inside of you." With this in mind, we can face the current pandemic knowing and understanding that we face challenges, but that our primary task of educating students in a safe environment, of course, must drive what we do. Providing learning opportunities for students by supporting our staff on the front lines is our focus. So if we take Emerson's metaphor of life this school year as a journey, we are approaching the 40% mark of our expedition. That means 40% of the time our students have to learn is behind us. Optimistically, that means that 60% of the learning opportunities are ahead of them. There are so many more mountains to climb and valleys to explore. And if we do our jobs well, we will inspire our students as well as our staff to continue on their own explorations long after this school year ends. As the ultimate guides of the learning journey, I'm going to invite you right now to pause and reflect. I'm sure you need a little break right now. As this year has proved to be steep and rocky, rest and reflection is probably welcome. So come on, put down your backpack, grab your bottle of water, and take a good hard look with me at those you are leading. Look back. Look ahead of you. They're all around you. How are they doing? Are they all still there? Have some fallen behind? Are some plowing ahead with their head down, forgetting to look around them? Are some celebrating their success of making it this far? Are there any that are dejected? Do you see some helping others with strategies that you could share? To ensure that we're all being effective in motivating our staff and our students to empower what lies inside of them as they navigate their own personal journeys, we must understand where they are, so that we can provide leadership for student learning. So let's consider five crucial questions at this time in our journey. And let's ask ourselves these questions. And if you want to, you know, have a pen or pencil ready, or if you want to replay this later on to get the questions to ask your staff later on, feel free to do that. Contemplate your responses to these questions as I ask them. So question one, do you know where you're going? To lead others to your desired place, you must know where you're going. Without a goal, you can be walking in the wilderness for another 6 months. You know, it's never too late to formulate or reformulate or even set your school learning goal. If you have a laser focus on what you're working toward this year, you can show your school community after this whole pandemic is done that as a community, we persevered, we learned a great deal, and as hard as it was, we came out this year better for it. With a goal, you can measure and evaluate your progress. For example, if your school goal is that 95% of students and their families will be engaged this school year, no matter what the learning platform, we can evidence this by attendance and at least two personal interactions per month with at least two teachers if secondary, or weekly personal interactions if elementary, have occurred. You may be currently looking at the data to determine if your action plans need to be strengthened or modified to increase student and family engagement. You might be targeting those that you're concerned about. You might be celebrating those that are engaged and remain engaged. Again, it's never too late to set a meaningful goal. As you're resting with your backpack beside you, take a good look around. With 60% of the year in front of you, where do you want to be when it's over? Set your sights on that destination. And with your staff, the next step will be to determine your plan of how to get there. Communicate your plan clearly and focus your staff and your efforts in the right direction. So question two becomes, have you shown your staff how to get to the destination? Moving towards your destination then influences all you do. No doubt you will have to pause to take care of individual needs along the way, and we'll discuss that. There are emergencies that come up, but ensuring that your staff knows where you are all going and can help each other along the way is key. One of the good things that has come from this year is that our thinking regarding teaching and learning has become less rigid. Whether your school is in person, hybrid, online, you've provided your staff with examples of best practices in order to make instruction effective. If not, you can still do that. Examples of building classroom communities, maintaining high expectations, and reinforcing them consistently, and showing how students can own their own learning in order to increase engagement during this difficult time is critical. You need to provide them examples, and your teachers are doing that. So find out who's doing what and celebrate them. If you need any evidence-based synchronous and asynchronous instructional practices and resources, don't hesitate to reach out to us. Some of your staff have become really good at one practice or another. Leverage their strengths and enable and empower them to share them with others. It will take the collective effort of all staff to get to your destination once you've identified it. Now comes question three. Have you heard from your staff so far on the journey? What is your method of seeking feedback from your staff on their needs and student academic needs so that you can determine and provide for personalized support, professional connections, and just-in-time professional development that they may need during this time? Do you have a list of resources that staff can go to if needed? One idea might be breaking staff into small groups at a staff meeting so that they can brainstorm resources in the categories of your choice or in the standards that we provide for teacher and educational specialists. It's a great way to compile your list by using everyone's expertise. If in person, you can use chart paper to write down examples of resources, or if you're online, use a Google Doc in breakout rooms. Start a group in one category. They can brainstorm for about 10 minutes. Then shift them, move them to the next category after the allotted time is up. They can get to every category and add their ideas. And from this, you can compile lists of resources they may need in regards to their health, their mental health, resources based on the project effectiveness project standards categories, or even resources on combating stress or providing academic support to students. Whatever the list of resources you need, your staff can help create them or can identify where you don't currently have those resources so that you can get them. Don't forget, they have expertise and knowledge at their fingertips and they can identify what they need the best. Question four. What have you learned from your students so far on the journey? There continues to be concerns about a widening achievement gap as a result of teaching during the pandemic. So how are you making sure your teachers are identifying these gaps? How are they recognizing and addressing the barriers for specific students? And do you know of student celebrations that you can amplify? Have you allowed for innovative and creative structures of academic support for your students based on their needs? You can help your teachers plan for independent work time, which will allow them to reach out to individual students to check in with them. As a school leader, you can contact students and ask them what's going well and what they need from adults in the school. The students in your school can provide helpful guidance on the direction of your community journey when they are given the chance to share their voice. And finally, question 5. Have you connected with stakeholders on your progress? How are your families doing? We have to assume they are trying their best to juggle everything on their plates, just like we are. Communicating with them as a valued team member on their students' learning journey and granting them grace along the way helps them help you. Check to see that clear communication on student progress to both students and parents has taken place. Remind your educators, who are not empowering students to own their own learning and to know exactly where they are, that students can help them. If they are not in ownership of their own learning, your educators are working way too hard. Involving the students to carry some of their learning load and to be responsible for knowing what they are excelling at and where they are not excelling is the number one factor impacting student achievement. Involving parents and guardians on the learning progress of their student empowers another member of the student's learning team to support them on their journey. We've recently heard from a secondary leader that one of the greatest opportunities that has come out of COVID thus far is secondary teachers realizing the power parents and caregivers have in supporting their students. Secondary teachers are invested in embracing the connections as they are seeing a difference. Open the virtual door for parents to get involved in creative and meaningful ways that work for them. We're all in this together. We're all able to help each other carry the load. So thank you for setting down your backpack and reflecting with me on the leadership you've provided during this 2021 school year expedition thus far. The hike has been extremely difficult. You have had to navigate steep climbs and slippery slopes. The global health pandemic has made virtually nothing easy, no pun intended. As Doug Lamov, author of Teaching Like a Champion, and most recently Teaching in an Online Classroom, said in a recent webinar regarding our current pandemic situation, teachers and administrators alike need to take the risk of doing hard things so that we don't have an educational pandemic as well. As always, please let us know if there is anything we at the CESA 6 Growth and Development Center can do to support you. We can help with resources, and we can help you individualize your reflection along the way through coaching. We are always here to help you as you look around yourself and realize the next steps that are most important and meaningful to those you serve. Stay energized.